Hello, 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 and welcome to episode 46 of The Good, The Dan, The Florida Man, with you, as always, your hosts.
I'm Ryan, I'm The Good.
I'm Daniel, I'm The Dan. Ben?
And I'm Ben, I'm The Florida Man. Thank you for joining us. If this is your first time listening to our podcast, we hope we say or do something this week to make you want to check us out again. We are three stand-up comedians that got shut down as the world did by COVID. We turned to the art, that's a loose term, of podcasting to kind of stay active and remain friends. So we are still stand-up comics. If you want to see us outside of the podcast, Ryan, where can they find you?
You can find me at youthpastorryan.com. It's going to have all my shows that are up there, so let's check those out. What about you, Dan?
Before I get into this, I just want to say that it's funny that you said that we do this podcast to remain friends. Like, this is like the only thing that's holding the friendships together. It's just like... we're just doing this podcast so we can stay friendly.
I really just let that cat out of the bag there, didn't I?
Wow, I didn't even know that. That was today years old when I learned that that's why Ben keeps me around.
That's loose, too.
I need to keep my friends around, so I made a podcast, and that's how I do it.
I thought you just kept me around because I was an easy target.
We find out Ben just has like 18 podcasts going all at once. if you want to find me, you can find me at Dan Bam Bam on all social media, except for Snapchat, which is Dan_YOLO_LOVE. Ben.
This was mostly just so we could plug our shows that we have coming up, not our social media. But
well,
okay.
Just... love me.
This episode is coming out April 23rd, so I have some shows coming up in May. May 19th, I'll be in Fort Wayne, Indiana at the Summit City Comedy Club. May 20th and 21st, I'll be in Appleton, Wisconsin at the Skyline Comedy Club. And May 22nd, I'll be in Louisville, Kentucky at the Louisville Comedy Club. So come check me out there. Dan will probably come with me to most of those. On this podcast, we talk about a whole bunch of stuff. Story times, interviews, we do history episodes every so often. Today, we are doing an interview podcast with a guy a lot of you guys might know. He goes by Francismo. Is that how you say that?
Francismo?
Francismo.
Oh, that's how I always say
it. That's how you say it?
That's how I say it, but I could be very
wrong. It's Francismo.
It's Francismo.
Why don't you just take this one then, Ryan?
If you haven't seen him, you've probably seen him on a roof at some point. You've probably heard Sweet JP talking to him. Just wondering, why is that depression so strong in this one? Let's get it going for Francismo and sweet JP.
Yay!
Yeah, so it's Francis and Chippy Bree, or JP.
Hi, thanks for joining us, guys.
Are we unmuted?
Yes, you are.
First of all, we've already decided on the merch, the new merch for you guys. We can fit in perfectly. It's
the Good, the Dan, the Florida Man, and the trash cans. And we can just...
trash cans. Right, it rhymes, so it's perfect.
Yes.
And it'll just be the two of us. Yes. Is that fine with you guys?
I liked the way you guys said my name better than me.
Yeah.
How do you say it?
It's Francismo. And Francismo. Funny story about it is it's just my email address. Like, it's really bad. And that's why there's a number 10 after it, which was just my jersey number from middle school. Because obviously, look at me. I didn't play professional.
What sport?
Huh?
Basketball.
Yeah, basketball. So my mother would call me Francismo as a kid. So my email when I was in fourth grade was Francismo10.
Because we all know that fourth graders need that email address.
Exactly.
Yeah, so many emails coming
through.
How was
he going to sign up for MySpace?
Yeah, exactly.
Or honestly get that RuneScape login.
Yeah, the RuneScape login is key.
Yeah, I think it was for MiniClips.
MiniClips.com!
It was
Club Penguin.
Yeah, Club Penguin. Like, it was probably Club for Penguin. Some stupid video game. Like, my email is a cesspool for viruses. I have 65,000 unread emails, and they're all just from the weirdest websites. Because every site I gave my email to gave it to somebody else.
we found out yesterday that Ryan is into hentai, so I don't think you're alone there.
I wonder when this episode comes out in comparison to that episode.
2 weeks.
2 weeks after? Or
yeah,
before?
2 weeks after.
Okay.
This is going to be chronological.
Dang.
Yeah.
We love it. So, we love a continuing
again,
joke.
It's just my email of Francismo10 because it takes the name. And at that point, when it started like randomly blowing up, it was too late to change it. And it was just Francismo. But fun fact, I almost got canceled over my name.
Did you?
Excuse me?
Tell me
more. I didn't know this. But apparently,
I don't
apparently
know what
my DMs
it
do it. But apparently there's a Spanish dictator who is Francismo.
Franco.
I don't know.
And
like, it
people were very upset
and
about
it. People really thought I named my account after it.
Oh my god.
But it was just a childhood Spanish dictator in World War II. The poster boy for Spanish dictators.
Like, Francisco Franco, I think.
I'm looking this up.
I just love the fact that like they thought you were like a Stan account for dictator.
I got like four emails.
Yeah, I was right.
Yeah, it's Francisco Franco.
Yeah, so it's not even close.
It's not even close.
They did not have a problem, but it was four different people, and it was like right in a week, and they were like,
"Change your name now."
Like you're promoting this.
So I just pretended like I didn't see it.
But we did.
We saw it. I understand the problem.
I don't.
Oh yeah, there is no problem. You're Francesco.
You're Francesco. You're not even close.
It was just a childhood nickname.
If you really want to see something interesting, you should check out his Facebook, his childhood Facebook, because he wasn't allowed to have it. So he made it. It was Francis Barson, which is not his name. But video games, and it's up. You can check it out. So it's literally just a whole bunch of video game posts that like you could get like free benefits from the game if you hit accept. It's completely hacked and rampant with ads.
But somehow, if you look up my Facebook, that still comes up.
Oh,
so follow me on Francis Barson.
Barson, how do you spell that? B-A-R-S-O-N?
B-A-R-S-O-N. I was scared that my identity would have been stolen as a child.
Which it would have, with what he was doing on this.
So that was it. So yeah, it's Francismo, but I like the way you guys say it, like Chisimo, and those are, that sounds
Francismo.
Better.
Francismo.
Yeah, anything besides the Spanish dictator. I'd like to just affiliate right here. I'm going to start calling
you Francisco now.
Yeah, Francisco Franco. Yeah.
I just like the idea of your mom being like, what nickname can I give my child? Aha, a dictator.
Of
course. Yeah.
She's like, he is terrible. I need to like
let him
know.
That's what my mom wanted. And my mother was the stand for.
She really brought it home.
She didn't find crime podcast yet, so she was really just doing all this work on her own. She's just like, oh, wow, this Russian. Spanish dictator from 1942 is really hot.
he was pretty well dressed. Okay.
But yeah, guys, thank you guys so much for having us. We're so excited. It's good to be a part of a professional podcast because I'm sick of doing podcasts with my brother.
Yeah, our podcast, I wouldn't describe it as professional.
No.
What, the No Point Podcast? We love the No Point Podcast.
Oh, I never know the stories coming in. So, like, because JP says I do worse when I know the story.
It's
he likes to surprise me. Oh, which is hard criticism.
What is your podcast? You wouldn't describe it as professional. How would you describe it?
Well, usually we'll find mistakes in it because of the audience. So apparently, just a mistake we made last week, just to pull one out, we had the podcast running while the intro music played. So a good 45 seconds of the podcast was covered
by...
Is
that really what you did?
You didn't
even tell me.
I did not tell you. I just pretended that I did. But I got a comment, and they were like, hey, you definitely were speaking at one point, but your song was playing.
Right. The first 45 seconds after the song isn't bad. I would describe our podcast as two kids that were sent to the principal's office, and we're trying to tell on the other one more.
Yeah.
Who can snitch the fastest? To make the other guy seem like a problem.
Yeah,
but that's what
problem.
Siblings are for, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, when our family gets together, we all try to see who can, like, bring out the worst kind of trauma within each other. We're like, remember that time that you beat... I don't know. Just, there's things. I was about to go into a full story by myself. But I was like... Let's keep it down. Let's keep it down.
I was like, Dan, do we have to unpack this?
Yeah, Dan.
It's time to do therapy with Daniel. Yeah. But I love the sibling rivalry. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a real problem. I would say you're probably the favorite.
No.
Out of us two?
No. It depends. It depends on the story. We've both done some pretty bad things that is, like, inexcusable.
What's the worst thing?
I would say inexcusable sounds like we murdered somebody.
Francis swam in the Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. as a four-year-old.
No, it was not four.
I wish it was four.
It was, like, 13, 14.
So, like, you can't listen to that podcast, him tell that story, and then try to defend him.
Yeah,
so, like, it's just, you know.
Yeah, but that just sounds like a fun exercise for me.
Yeah, he didn't know it was a memorial. He thought it was a pool.
There was a homeless guy doing it first.
Yeah. And, you know,
which apparently is not a valid reason.
What? I mean, you, young you, saw someone doing it, thought it must have been okay. Yeah. And honestly, I'm just more grossed out about what that water must have been filled with.
Oh, like, yeah. The police really picked favorites, though. He was really taking it out on me. The other guy, he was doing the backstroke, and he was fine. No one wanted to touch him, just me.
Yeah, that was Gary, the guy that does that.
Oh my gosh.
I love that so much. So I've got some questions for you guys. Like, first off,
absolutely.
Have you always told jokes, or like, where did the joke telling start? Because you guys have a very specific thing that you do. Because if you,
yeah. I think first we gotta, for people that don't know who you are.
Mm. Oh, we're getting to the roof.
What? Where, I feel like we have to start by. Telling...
We can start with the roof. Where did the style come from?
Not even that. Who are you? Why are you here?
Nah, they caught us in the second question. We found a Zoom link, and it was just one of those things. Yeah.
For those of you listening to the podcast right now and you don't know who Francis and JP are, this is Francis and JP. They are famous, semi-famous. I don't know. I don't like to count myself.
I like
as
to
famous.
Say we're governors of a state. Because I like to compare that to the same type of fame. It's only important to the people who it's important to.
Yeah.
But everybody else could literally punch you and they would not care. Like,
that's fair.
I do love that comparison.
That is very true.
I like
you guys
Governor
you're,
Ryan.
You're verified on TikTok, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are.
Yeah. Okay.
2.9 million followers, I think it is.
And yeah, yeah, 2.9. Great. Ryan knows
yeah,
your
Ryan,
stat.
Thanks,
and then,
buddy.
And then I think near,
Ryan, we're going to keep you around.
Yeah, absolutely. I think nearing 500K on Instagram
2.9,
or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
okay.
We have like 400K. 400K on Instagram.
So how would you describe your content to people who have never seen it?
So that's always tough. I like to describe it the same way people do when they see us out in public. And they're like, hey, roof boy. Right? And that's really it, because they're just as shameful as us about it, you know? Like, because if they're wrong, they're just admitting that they watch a guy in a roof, you know? Like, they can't, they're just as scared.
My question
you
is,
know?
Do you
if
toy with
wrong.
People in that situation? You're like, no. What?
Like, a lot of the times, they just mime the blanket. They just mime it, putting, like, a hood over their head. And they're like, this mean anything to you?
He never thinks it's for the right reason. We were just in Missouri with Ryan, and there was so a guy funny. At Best Buy, and he stopped Francis, and he goes, oh, are you the guy? I know you from somewhere. I know you from somewhere. And Francis is trying to help him out. He's like, maybe you know me from, like, I used to work at Best Buy.
In Warwick.
Or have you ever been to Rhode Island? And he's like, no, TikTok. And Francis is like, oh, I didn't even think of that.
Like, that like, did not. Yeah.
I do the same thing.
Mind.
I do the same thing, where I'm just like, I don't know. I walk sometimes. Maybe you've seen me.
The most embarrassing.
Well, it's one of those things that, like, it feels a little bit like Superman. As in, I have all superpowers. No, I'm kidding. No, it feels like Superman. It's like, because, like, as a kid, you're like, there's no way glasses is enough of a disguise for somebody not to know who you are.
Yeah.
But for some reason, blanket and crouching on a roof is enough sometimes. Like, that's enough. Because they never see you standing up. So no matter what height is wrong for what they've been imagining. That,
You'd think, but last time I went to like Disney Springs in Orlando, Florida, I wore just a plain black mask with a plain black ball cap on. And I don't stand up in my videos. Nobody knows how tall or short I am, whatever. And I went walking at Disney Springs and like five people recognized me just from like this strip of eye that they saw, I guess.
We were at Disney, and that happened. One of the vendors, I was wearing a mask. I had glasses on because I'm blind as a bat. I don't wear them, which I saw a TikTok, and they were like, that's the most toxic people in the world are people that need glasses but don't wear them. It's true. I would like, that's 100% true.
You're just gaslighting yourself, I guess.
Yeah, no, my driving test for eyes, I guessed, and the woman said close enough. So she encouraged this.
I don't think that's a thing you can be close enough on.
Close enough.
It was a V. He said W. We don't need to negotiate.
No negotiation. So
if
so
you
like,
say
yeah,
it in Spanish,
it's
literally just double V. It's uve doble.
Yeah, so it's crazy how some people can see it and then other people don't. But
sort of
we,
answer the question,
yeah.
Describe our content. I would say it's...
there's no good way to do this.
So I'm a guy on a roof. Who's just sad and angry. You know, like, I really, like, people say, like, is that you? Like, obviously, it's not to a certain extent. Like, I don't get to live on my roof every day. But there was a time at the first start where I was like, I have to commit to the bit. Like, there has to be some type of realism with this that I am fine with staying on the roof for my entire life. Like, in general, don't let me inside. We'll live stream me there 24/7. It'll be great. That eventually had to change because of New England.
The way you described it, you were a sad, angry guy in a roof. Could also be a good description of like Batman.
Or a jumper, man on a ledge.
Oh, a jumper? Yeah. So we have three descriptions. One of them is Batman. One of them is a guy who's about to kill himself. And the other one is you.
So you said the same one three times.
I've never seen them in the same room at the same time.
That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. I did theater basically my whole life, and then I majored in theater because I'm an idiot, and I hate money. Apparently,
it's not even my real,
mother.
So
my
fine.
Mother did that terrible thing as a child where she said, "Follow your dreams," and that was a big mistake.
Disaster
mistake. But I majored in theater, and I did a competition where. I was sent to New England's like drama festival, and it's like this competition for actors, and you have to do like a scene and a bit, and there's this, I don't know if you guys know what Studio C is.
Yeah.
Okay, Studio C. Love Studio C. They were kind of like my dream of like what I wanted to be is like a Studio C type actor, and they have this awesome bit where it's this girl, and she is just sad and angry, and she has a blanket, and I did the scene in the competition, and I won humble brag. I won best comedic actor in New England, which means nothing.
Are people funny in New England? I thought they were just
no. I was going against New Yorkers, so it was pretty easy.
Just angrier people.
Yeah, they just swore and said vote me, so all I had to beat was them.
You went out there as a sad, angry girl in a blanket, and they went out there and they were like, to walk here or to not walk here. That is the fucking question. And you're like, oh no, I got this in the bag, absolutely.
Yeah, so it was that character, and I would do that character just around school, and I knew it was good. Like, and I kind of just would like take on like that's I because sometimes and I say it like I sometimes feel like my favorite jokes are just like on minor inconveniences. I'm like, well, this is it, time to end it all. You know, like just
some
the
people
vending machine
would call that a problem.
Exactly. Like the vending machine won't give me back my change or doesn't drop the chips, and like instead of just like punching the vending machine, I'm just praying the vending machine falls. Like, I'm just like, you know, make my day. You know what I mean? But that's just my sense of humor. I love it. And I realize that sometimes it's only funny online. You know?
It's like only funny to the right audience. That's
100%.
But like that's just who I am. Like I just love that. And I think because a lot of people take life too serious, and it's that famous quote of like if you don't make a joke out of what's going on in the world will make a joke out of you. You know?
You said that was a famous saying, and I've never heard that in my life.
Well,
you've never heard it.
Humble brag, I'm a scholar. Buy my book. Selling only in Target.
Look at me, I'm a philosopher.
Who said, the person who said it was the Spanish dictator, Francisco.
Francisco Franco. Can someone Google that?
In Spanish. My mom told me that. She was of one of her favorite quotes. But like that was like the thing, and it's just like, you know, I think we take it and like we let those things bottle up. And you know what? Sometimes it's okay to complain. You know, because like that's all I want to do. And I'm the same way just in life. Like JP is I would say a road rage driver.
Oh, I have.
And
rage.
I only say this because he honks his horn.
That's
which
the only
is
reason.
Baffling to me as a human being. I've never honked my horn in my entire lifetime.
I give it the double tap, the nice one. Like if someone like doesn't see the light turn green, I'll give it that ding, and then I'll wave, and then they'll go.
I was in a car with JP, and a guy backed up. Like we're at a red light, and the guy is just backing up, and hits our car. And JP goes, "I'm gonna honk," and I go, "Oh no, don't do that." I think they figured it out. I think they know.
How hard did they hit you?
Well, it was not too hard, but you know, like with like it was damaged. Like, it had insurance. I think we told Ryan this story. They wanted to back up because they missed the turn for Burger King, so they started backing up into our car, and it crashed into our car. And they were like, we came out, and the cop came, and they're like, "What was the problem?" He was like, "You see, Burger King was over there."
We described the problem to the cop. We were like, "We're at the red light. They're in the lane two over. They just keep backing up at least 25 feet because there's a line of cars and they're in another lane. They have to back up past 5 cars and then turn into us. And when we're describing the story, the cop did not believe us.
Yeah, they thought we were lying.
And then went over there. And then all of a sudden the kid's like, yeah, we wanted to go to Burger King.
Uh-oh. Did we lose him?
Oh, no.
Oh, now we'll never know the end of that story. Did the cop eventually believe them?
Did Burger King ever get received?
Well,
we're going to have to fix this. Sorry for the technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. Du-du-du-du-du-du.
We'll be right back.
This is my technical difficulty music sound.
Have you guys ever been in a car accident?
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple times. Not a real one.
Excuse me?
Not like a...
Yeah, you
I wouldn't say
fully elaborate on that.
Yeah, I just have never been... I've never been in a car crash. Like, car on car, it's always been like, I backed up into a tree.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like that type of stuff.
I've been in a car accident, but never bad. My little brother was in a car accident where the car flipped over, burst into flames, and then, like, exploded. But, like, he got out. So, yeah. That was
and is he grateful for life now?
Yeah, he's actually a super grateful dude. It's yeah, good for him. No, he
maybe
actually
that,
is really
happy.
That's
what I need to like care about life. I need like a near death experience.
Oh, okay.
I feel like.
Yeah, I just got the text from them that they are coming back. Yeah, here's the thing though.
It would be really funny if they were like, "Guys, we don't want to come back. Thanks though.
We're done. Thanks.
It was really fun.
I've been in 2 car accidents in my life.
Yeah.
The first one I was driving, it was a 1992 Honda Accord, and I was driving down just like, it was like a highway in Florida, but it was like a back road highway.
Okay.
And, it was 2 lane, 1 each way, and there was a ditch on the right side, so I couldn't like swerve to the right, and there were cars coming on the left, so I couldn't swerve to the left. And there were 3 cars in front of me, but they were all going about, I mean, we were all going about 70, and the 3 cars in front of me were all riding each other. I mean, like feet.
Inches, yeah.
Yeah, if not inches, like feet, if not inches from each other. And they all slammed on the brakes at the same time. None of them hit each other. And I was, like, a decent ways back, and I slammed on the brakes, but my car was from 1992. So
brakes were optional
brakes
then.
Brakes were, it didn't work too good. And the car in front of me never moved forward. Like, he just didn't actually let off the brake. So even after he had space to move forward, he just continued to sit in the middle of this highway, and I just like skidded and like tapped.
Oh.
And I got out. I was like, hey man, sorry. There's no damage. Are we good? And then the guy in the passenger seat got out and was like, what is wrong with you? You shouldn't be driving. And I was like, I'm actually just gonna get my car and leave. And he was like, no, there's damage. I'm like, there's not. So you're fine.
You're fine. You're good.
I probably would have stayed and talked to you if you weren't just immediately angry at me. For
immediately
a thing.
Hostile.
Yeah. If you got out and you're like, hey, are you okay? I would have been like, yeah, let's talk about what happens. And,
yeah.
But you got out and you shouldn't be driving. I actually don't think you should be living. So.
Yeah.
I just remembered that I have been in car. I don't know if, but it's not a crash.
Back.
It's what you described.
Hello. Oh, we're back. Wait, sorry. We
don't know what happened.
Yeah. I think it was the vending machine. It heard my story about asking it to fall on me, so it decided to fall on my PC.
No, that's fair. It happens to the best of us.
I feel like there's a vending machine character in a regular show that is like vindictive like that, and that's all I'm picturing right now. It's just a living vending machine constantly.
Exactly. It's tormenting my life.
So did the cop end up believing you?
So the cop ended up believing us. And then we had a whole, it was, again, our podcast is strictly based on, like, we only have content because the weirdest things happen to us. Like, it makes no sense.
The St. Louis squeegee guy story?
Oh my God. That was last week's podcast. We haven't even talked about, did we talk about this on our podcast? But what ended up happening is the cops, like, it doesn't seem like too much damage. It probably won't be much. And the parents of the kids that were driving, came, and they were like, hey, we don't want to really go through insurance. It's a few scratches. Like, we'd rather give cash, right?
Yeah.
And like, just go to get it kind of, like, appraised, and we'll pay you the cash. So I'm like, as a kid, a college kid, I'm like, score! It's a few scratches. Whatever they appraise, I'll just end up keeping the money.
Yeah.
You know? I was like, this is great, you know, because I've heard about this scam. It's awesome. I got it appraised, and they were like, you have to get a whole new door. So they were like, it's like $3,000. And I was like, a whole new door for these scratches? In no way, if I get $3,000, am I putting it to a door.
Was it's the just door a few scratches. Still functioning?
Yeah, the yes, door is still
it was literally, Ben, just a scratch.
It was scratches. But they were like, it's $3,000 and you're going to need a new door because they said it damaged something so it could, like, come unhinged eventually. But I was like, bro, I don't care.
You were like, I've heard of this scam too. So.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll wear a seatbelt. Jeeps don't have doors. Why does my Honda need one? Why does my 1995 Honda need one? So I was like, whatever. So I text the guy and I was like, hey, it's like actually like $3,000. And they must have thought I was lying because they were like, no way is it $3,000. And they were like, can you bring it to a different car guy?
Yeah.
Our car guy, and we brought it to their car guy, and they said $5,000. At this point, you're asking me to buy a new car. Like, that's what you're at.
Yeah, so, it was totaled in a single scratch.
Exactly. So they're like, that's even worse. So they were like, okay, well, what we're gonna do is. Because we don't necessarily, we're going to go back to your guy, the $3,000 guy.
Yeah.
Because why wouldn't they? And I'm like, oh, now you like my appraiser. Now you like him. Oh, okay. I was like, but 5 minutes, I had to drive 25 minutes down to Providence for your appraiser. And for a Rhode Islander, that's impossible.
Yeah, 15 minutes is a full day trip for a Rhode Islander.
No, it's bad. That's why I sit on a roof, because I don't want to drive anywhere.
What do you want me to do, pack a lunch? Come on.
Exactly. Bro, that's like a real
we
problem.
We will pack a lunch for 15-minute drives. It's a real thing.
But so like, they're like there, and they go, we will pay the car place.
On a payment
plan. On a payment plan, ever like $500. And then I was like, whoa, at this point, if I bring it to this car, I don't get my car back until the payment plan's complete.
Yeah, the car
and there's
dealership.
No sense that you're going to necessarily pay this back, because once you're gone, you're gone.
Yeah.
So I was like, we got to go through insurance. So we eventually ended up going through insurance, and like, they were like, you're gonna regret this. I was so scared, and all from a scratch. And like, my mother's like, you just gotta keep going through it. And yeah. It took so long, and it was literally a scratch on the door, but it was like a $3,000 thing that ended up being for this. So I always say it's the most expensive Burger King order of all time. that those kids just did.
So you eventually went through insurance?
Oh, yeah. How, it became like a month.
The car dealership, we went to the car dealership, and we were like, they want to pay it on a payment plan, and the car dealership goes, if they're doing this, they go, we're keeping the car for as long as it takes them to pay the $3,000. And we were like, well, that's not going to work for us.
The issue was when we, I don't even know how we got on this tangent, but was when we went to call, so I went to call the police because I was like, okay, now I need to get the police report to give to insurance.
Yeah.
The cop never filled out the police report because he thought it was going to be handled outside because he said it was a minor scratch.
Yeah.
And when I said, and he's like, I was like, but it's $3,000 now. And he goes, what? He goes, give me $50 and I'll fix it. Which, I don't know, if I got an appraiser, they should have sent me this guy for the appraiser. Because that's what the other family wanted. So he's just making up a police report. Like, he's like, what day was it around? I'm like, do you want the specific day or just the day it was around? And he's like, I honestly didn't think
that you would have the specific day. If that helped, if you have the specific time too, absolutely. I know. If you just want to come down to the precinct and fill this out for me.
If you could have done my job for me, that would be great.
Yeah.
He was like, he goes, and what happened again? And I was like, they backed up. He goes, oh, the Burger King people.
The Burger King people.
And I was like, yeah. So it took like, it took like a month and a half to like get everything settled out. It was the worst. But like, it's just those
to answer the question. We would describe our content as Batman.
Batman. Yeah, to come around. But yeah, it's all just one-liners and jokes. And just like the things that you wouldn't consider, it's just some guy who's just complaining, and people find it very relatable because a lot of the times we all want to complain, and a lot of people don't want to come out and say those things because they're concerned that, like, you know, people will think they're whining or anything. I don't care. Things are going wrong.
You're a Spanish dictator. Why would you care what people think about you?
I really do. I like, it's one of those things. It was like, either I'm going to whine here or I could be a stand-up comedian. And I'm just not funny in long term. You know? Like, that's the thing.
You guys just don't have an hour.
Like, my mom always said I was good in small doses. So, like, Vine would have been perfect. They should shorten me.
You could, I mean, you could just absolutely just look up Anthony Jeselnik or Mitch Hedberg or Stephen Wright. Same kind of, like, the quick one-liner dry stuff. They've made hours and hours out of it.
That's just it. It's all about, like, working to, like, find something that is just completely normal and somehow get to whine, complain, or make it sad. Like, that's kind of... And I love doing it. Like, that's... And my brain is now wired like this, that it does this just thing. It's just, like we were just talking, me and JP, and I was like, promise if I'm ever dying, you'll put me out of my misery. And he goes, fine, whatever. And then, like, just 2 minutes later, I go... Isn't it crazy how we're all, like, currently dying right now? he's like, no. And I'm like, just think about it. Like,
Slowly, but surely.
Your lungs are being oxidized, you know, so that's killing you.
It's the only inevitability in life other than taxes.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you can die, like, before you tax.
I like to, like, coolest thing is, like, talking to an old person. Man. talking to an old person who's, like, really at, like, you know, just at the end, like, they don't care. That's what I strive to be right now. You know, like if they're, like,
early on,
you know what?
Care.
Exactly. They're the coolest people ever. Like, you ever talk to an old person, they're, like, they talk about death and like, with such ease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they're just, like, they're, like, I'm ready. Like,
my favorite genre of video is old women being like, I just want to die. Like, that's whenever they ask, like, 98-year-old women, they're like, what would you like for your birthday?
Death.
And they're like, death.
It's I'm like,
yeah. Like, wow. Like, I punched a Nazi. You know, like, they don't care anymore.
The kiss,
like,
of a Death Eater.
So it's one of those things, because I think a lot of us were like, you know, time, and, like, it's crazy, the thing of, like, and I've just always been like this. It's like, a lot of people are like, we feel like this whole thing that we gotta get everything done because we're scared of death. That's gonna come so soon. You know, it's like it's gonna come. Like, just, like, make it, you gotta just enjoy. And, like, you can't be scared of it. Like, it's one of those things, it's kind of like going to the bathroom, right? It's like, everybody does it. We can't, not you. Not Kim Jong-un. But,
right.
Of course not.
It's
him.
Besides him, everybody else. So it's one of those things, like, we're all gonna die, like, we're so scared of everything, like, if you're even talking about it. Like, and minor inconveniences, like, you know, those bottle up on people. I just want, like, and I'll get, like, every one of my videos or every comment or DMs, like, I'll get those messages that are like, you know, like, I get to live with you, or like they say, you know, I think my life's bad and then I get to watch one of your videos. And then I realize it gets worse. And I'm like, great. Like, that's it. Like, just know other people are suffering. Like, we have, like, I think there's a lot of creators, and, like, it's always that thing of, like, finding your niche. And I think we have so many creators that are, like, that show off their content, and you're, like, their life is perfect, you know? And, like, behind the scenes, they're going through things just like everybody else, you know?
I'm trying to think of who I know, like, personally, that makes their content look like their life is perfect. And
just, like, most Instagram people, you know what I mean?
I would say most Hype House. You know,
influence. Yeah, I don't see any of those. Those never show up on my...
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know how to get off of it. I think they're just trying to cheer me up. They're like, look, kid, other people are killing it.
or they're just trying to depress you further. Yeah, it's
like, clearly this is successful for us. We're just going to keep making this kid depressed.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, but it's one of those things. It's like my life is not that bad. But, like, I'll find it, like... I like to think of, like, the thing of, like... I'll go into a class and it's a test and I don't have a pencil. Like, that's what it is constantly. It's just one of those things that you're like, you know, I'm gonna be the TikToker for the people that don't wanna have to pretend. You know what? They're like, they're a little bit angry. I feel like Pinterest sometimes, you know, like, just old mothers.
It's just, like, going through life with a constant feeling that someone in the class just said, hey, teacher, you forgot to collect the homework. And you did not collect, and you did not do that.
Exactly. Great example. Like, you've nailed it. Like, that's, it's very weird to describe. And again, the person who asked me this in the mall, they don't want to hear all this, but I'm 45 minutes. I have a PowerPoint I'm trying to explain to him.
He brought a little projector that he got plugged into the Victoria's Secret outlet. You're showing all the men that are waiting for their girlfriends to come out, and they're like, we get this. We understand.
This track's heavy.
So it's just, it's one-liners, it's jokes. It's a guy who sits on the roof because, you know, he hates humans so much. Like, it's just, it's the only safe place, you know, like, it's Anakin when he said, Obi-Wan, where he goes, I have the high ground. I'm just taking the high ground all the time. But it started with the character that I was doing, and I knew how to do him pretty well, and I knew the script that got me. So all I needed to do was add different jokes there, keep the same character. And the character called for me in the actual thing, like I was balancing on a chair in the actual, like, production.
Yeah.
So I needed a weird spot. So I'm telling JP this idea because technically roof videos were not what I went viral for at first. It was monologues that I would do, and I would just write monologues for, like, that was just one of my hobbies. Like,
what
three
kind
or
of
four
monologues?
Of them went viral. So just like rants, you know, like it was
rants about minor inconvenience.
Okay. It was sort of the same thing. So like one, I was like, look, buddy, tuition's due tomorrow. I'm texting Becky to rob a bank right now. You know, like, and I written out the ransom. I asked for a helicopter. Not because I know how to ride a helicopter, but because I thought it'd be something fun to do, me and you, you know? Like, so it was, like, one about math class, and it's, like, and I was put in my college class, like, introduction to math, and I was like, I don't need introduction to math. We've been introduced. We don't like each other. And so it was just monologue stuff. And then I was like, I needed something else, and I needed that thing because I couldn't just keep writing monologues. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I should just post my script of, like, the thing and do it. And I tried to find a random location, and JP's laying on his bed. And I'm like, I'm just on a high. I'm like, JP, I got this idea. We got to do it. And I was like, but we got to find somewhere where to film. And he's like, I don't know. And I just look over, and there's our window with the roof. And I go, I'm going on the roof. And JP's like, this is the worst idea you've ever come up with. And I was like, you're darn right it is.
Absolutely.
So I'm climbing out the window, and, like, all of a sudden, and I'm just screaming my lines out in the neighborhood. My fun fact, I've gotten noise complaints, obviously.
What? Kid on roof screaming into the ether has gotten noise complaints?
Well, originally they stopped because we had a series with a cop. Well, it wasn't a real cop. It was one of my friends, and he was just like a police. Like, we had him dressed up as a police, and he was like, "You gotta calm down." And apparently, like, the neighbors saw this bit and was like, "Oh,
thank
finally,
God,
somebody called the police." You know? So they're out here thinking it's all real. Like, I'm loving it. So like they went up, but like, for a while, we were banned in our house from going under the roof because she was like, "What are you doing? Like, get off!"
Well, that first time when he told me, he goes, "We gotta get on the roof. We gotta go on the roof. I gotta do this." And he had like five videos consecutive go like semi-viral, like 100,000, 500,000 views, and it's like a momentum thing. And he's like, "All right, let me get on the roof." And he crawls out the roof, out the window. He gets on the roof, and while we're filming it, our grandmother starts walking up the stairs, and I go, "Oh crap, we're dead." And I stopped recording right away, and she came up and she screamed at us because we're on the roof. Like, we did not talk about anybody. Like, we didn't talk this through.
Yeah.
And Frances was like, "Please, just let me finish this one video." And she was like, "Fine, finish this video, then come inside," and you're not. And then he posted
the video.
And he was like, "I'll never get on the roof again. I'll never go on the roof again." He posted the one video, and that video got, like, I think it was 1 million views. It was our first video with 1 million views.
Yeah.
And the next day, he was like, "I don't know how to tell him, but I need to get back on the roof."
I was like, so, like, we just, like, sneak out the window. And then, like, eventually they finally caved because of how many views they were getting. Like, our family was like, "Fine. If this appeases him, like, if he stops complaining, yeah." But it was, like, so sanctioned at first. Like, we had to have a ladder. Like, we had to have somebody out there watching us to make sure we wouldn't fall off the roof.
Well,
like, it was a real production.
It was honestly, if you go back on our page and you look at, like, the post, like, when we first started, it was, like, one video a month that we were posting because we just couldn't get on the roof. And then we tried to switch back to normal monologue and other comedy skits, and all the comments would be
working.
Like, "Roof. Roof, roof."
And it's one of those things. It's like people get, like, caught. Well, we actually went to an Instagram, not an Instagram, a TikTok, like, creator video thing, which I don't know if you guys have ever went to them, but
absolutely
they're
not.
not
They're not what you think. I thought it was an honor, but no. It was more of just other people talking, and you sat with your camera off and your microphone off, and you listened to them talk.
Yes, yeah, so that's exactly what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, so it wasn't what I thought, but as a young creator, I was like, yeah, but like I was like bigger, if not as big as like the speakers. So like it was like, yeah. And like all they kept saying was, "Don't find a niche, like get out of it immediately." Ugh. And I was like, they're gonna hate my content. Like, they're gonna hate it. But like, it was one of those things. It's like I'm very lucky that I enjoy the character. I enjoy the jokes that I get to make. Like that's just who I am. And I'm not saying all of them are hits. Like obviously, I some bad ones. Some bad ones. Like there's some days that I'm like I'm gonna lick a feather that I found on the ground, and then I'm gonna gurgle, and that's what the video is gonna be today.
And it's there.
And it is there.
It's up.
It exists. Yeah. You can find that. My
real video.
My future employer or my prison warden will be able to find that one day.
Listen, no drafts 2022. That's what I've been saying. Lick a feather, so, post it. Who cares? Stick it in your hat. Call it macaroni. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, it's one of those things. So like, that's kind of how it started. So that, I hope that, yeah,
that was one question.
What would be your second question?
Honestly, that was the best answer I think we've ever had to one question.
Yeah.
Like, that
was... I also feel like you answered more than one.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. No, I feel like, you're gonna be scared to ask a second question. Then we're on a 3-hour show.
There's a reason why our podcast is called No Point, because stuff like this just happens. That one question is asked, and then 45 minutes later, we forgot what the question was.
That's ADHD. Yeah. Welcome.
Exactly. Welcome to the party. You're in good company. I do have to ask, Francis, how scary was it when you tried to get on my roof?
Oh my gosh! So we had this
at the apartment.
No, at home,
in Missouri house. Great idea, right? Like we were.
So we're gonna put him on the roof, and it's gonna go great. But the problem is, just to put this into perspective, our roof is like his roof. I've been up on it, pretty shallow.
Yeah.
But not super slanted. Ours, very slanted. We're talking like 45 degrees or more.
Oh.
And it is a 18-foot drop into like. Rocks,
concrete.
Yeah,
that's fine. You won't die.
No,
I feel like I would.
Yeah, it'll be one of those drops where you'd be like, "Ah, I wish this was worse."
4 feet more.
I wish this.
You
was
definitely
worse.
Have to go through insurance for that one. I think.
Yeah,
that would be.
Ben, you could write my videos at this point. That was great. That was great.
I mean,
So we were like, "Great idea. We'll have Ryan on the roof. I'm on the roof. Instant good video.
Sure.
Perfect." And Ryan's like talking it up. Ryan is no help in this because Ryan has seen his roof
and he's hit the best there. Roof.
You were like, "We have a roof, buddy. We have tons of roofs. We have all the roofs you could
Did
possibly
Ryan
want."
Did Ryan play a prank on someone?
Ryan was full sending.
I did full send. I got out on the roof and then I started sliding down.
Oh yeah. So all of a sudden, here's what happened. So I'm afraid of heights just in general.
Yeah, that's why you do your content on the roof, because those
Exactly, completely normal. Because I want to get out of my comfort zone. So that's really where I'm going.
That's where the despair comes from.
Exactly. So I'm actually scared of heights, but my roof isn't that bad. Like, I know if I fall, I will survive. 100%. There's no rocks, it's grass, and I've never fallen since. So it's kind of like, I'm fine, I'm comfortable up there.
Sure.
Ryan's roof is like a straight diagonal. Like, it is not allowed. Like, it's not legal. And it, again, it's above rocks. So I'm like, so Ryan's like showing me the roof and he's like, "Look." And I'm like, "Oh no." I'm panicked. But this poor dude changed his plans to be here an extra day so he can film this video. I've written scripts and he's written scripts based on this roof. So we're like, I'm like, I can't back out. And JP, he doesn't have to get on the roof. So he's like, "Hurry up."
I'm going to be honest, from my point of view, I was looking at the roof and I was like, we are about to have a news story. And it's going to be two TikTokers fall off roof and die. Because it was a slip and slide.
So I go on the roof first and I'm like holding on to the windowsill. Like, I am just, for dear life, that is how I'm holding up. And Ryan's like, "Can you push over a little bit, you know, so I can get on?" And I go, "Ryan, it's not possible. I'm wearing Vans. So these are skateboard shoes made for, like, this kind of thing."
Gripping.
And, my feet are slipping.
And Ryan's like, I think I got this. So I go back inside. I'm like, I can't do this, Ryan. Because I mean, I tried it. Like, I'm outside. And Ryan's like, I think his legs are just shaking.
Shaking.
Like, Ryan shakes. But, yeah, like, this yeah, was a say. Shake.
Yeah, this was a more shake.
So this wasn't just the tremor shake. This was
like he's going to die. Yeah. So what we did was, so he's like, I think we got it. And, like, Ryan, one of his foot just slipped. And we all, like, I think John grabbed him quick. And he was like, Ryan, and like pulling Ryan back into the house.
Yeah, luckily John's there. Because if your life depended on my pool noodle arms grabbing you, I would have just waved. I think that would have been more impressive. I would have made the sign of a cross with my arms. That was the best I could have done with my arms.
When we eventually found a shack to film the video on near Ryan's house, we couldn't even get onto the shack's roof. So luckily John was there because John physically lifted us onto the roof. So just to put in perspective how strong John is.
Yeah. It was. We had to go to a park roof to even film these videos.
And it was a public bathroom, and people were using the bathroom, and Ryan and Francis are on the roof of this bathroom.
Screaming.
We're just awesome. Screaming about, like, I'm pretty sure we're screaming about a cat shelter break.
Yeah,
around.
Yeah. Yeah, like,
and somebody just walking out of the bathroom is, like, looking up, and we're like, yeah, we're official park ranger business up here.
The joke that I had was, God, what was it? Oh, it's raining cats and dogs. None of the news. Explosion at a local animal shelter. So that was the line, and I was just like, there's literally people peeing underneath us. Like, what is happening?
Yeah. It's one of the issues, or one of the only, like, I would say, downsides of our content, in my opinion, is it travels hard. It doesn't. It's not an easy travel.
If you
kind of thing.
My original home in Daytona Beach, Florida, it's a very old house. It was built in like the 20s or the 30s. The roof is just asbestos.
I would love a skit. I've always thought of like the skit where we were like, look, we're gonna bag a mattress and I'm just gonna jump off the roof. Like I'm gonna fall. Like that's gonna be a video.
There you go.
And then there was like other videos where I would love to have like the roof cave in. Like there's so many big ideas that I'm like, I'd love to do this, but it's just not gonna work. But like again, Ryan and your content and Dan's and all your content, like you guys can portably put that in anywhere kind of thing. If you have a camera,
I would have a much more difficult time doing that. I just wear.
I mean, you have a lot
hat.
Of costumes.
Yeah,
costumes. Yeah,
Ryan is easy. Ryan just needs to be here at Disneyland and have a flannel.
Yeah,
and Ryan's done.
I bring the flannel. I sit in a car. I can rent the car. It doesn't matter. Like it.
Like I wish my content was more.
Francis has gotten better at it. He originally was. After, like, the first few years, like, the first year of it, Francis was like, I can never be seen off the roof. I can never be seen without the blanket.
Yeah.
And since then, Francis has got better at understanding, and the fans have got better at understanding that Francis can go other places
as long as
he has the blanket, and
yeah.
It's an odd enough place.
It has to be an odd enough location,
sure.
Still. But, like, otherwise, I'd never be able to collab with anybody. Like, I'd never be able to do anything.
So, like, Ryan's house is always fine because it's like, why is Francis at Ryan's house? And it makes you wonder that same question. Or, like, when we went to Disney or Universal, it's fine because it's like, of course, the one place he'd leave to go to is Disney.
Yeah,
so
the
it became
happiest
less
place
of,
on Earth.
Exactly. So it became less of the roof being my home as it more of the place I go where I don't have to deal with anybody.
Oh, I love that.
Okay.
Which is kind of the thing. But yes, I hope that answers the Ryan almost killed me question.
Yeah, no. I think.
Ryan almost dies in a lot of situations, so it's interesting to hear somebody
Ryan
else
was
almost dying because of him.
I just
Ryan was trying to wean out the... Oh, sorry, Ryan.
No, I was just going to say, I was looking to bring someone with me. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta go. Come on.
Now, Ryan was just trying to wean out the TikToker competition, but I don't know why you went with me. Like, you could have went higher, buddy.
No, take out one of the D'Amelios.
Yeah, no, I knew to start with a roof, you know? Like, how much higher can you get?
I can make this one look like an accident.
I could.
It's true.
Other than that, I got a question. JP, have you ever gotten on the roof for a video?
Yes. So I have been on the roof several times, which is what I was just about to say. There's only been total 4 people ever to be on that roof. Me, Francis, our sister Kat, and Ryan.
I am so honored.
That's the complete list. Yeah. But so we know that any video I am in does extremely well on the roof because all the comments are, oh, finally we get to see the guy behind the camera because I'm always behind the camera.
But we always say, they're like, oh, finally you did this. But I am very accessible and seen. Like, I am on every single Twitch live stream every day. I am on a podcast. And they're like, oh, why were you hiding him? And I'm like, I am not hiding. We are just too lazy to edit the camera switch. Like, it is just easier if the camera's on one person.
Yeah.
Usually when we hit a big subscriber or follower milestone, so at our 100th video, our 1,000,000th video, our 2,000,000th video.
Video.
Our 1,000,000th video. So we're believing in spam posting.
Five times a day. 1,000,000 followers, 2,000,000 followers, few videos that it's just a funny joke that I need to be on the roof. I'll be on the roof with him. So I have been on the roof, and I'm not hiding, despite what everyone always assumes. Or they assume me and Francis
are the same person.
Ryan thought that Francis is just dubbing his voice as my character.
I did think that at first.
But
yeah. And then I met Sweet Chippy, and I was like, oh, there he is. There's the human. I got a question. Do you guys have a plan for your 3,000,000 video? Is JP getting back on the roof? Because you guys are close.
So... planning in us doesn't go
well. Fair.
Planning is not something that I would say we excel at.
Me neither.
So we will probably post something.
Well, I remember how sad we posted our thank you for 2,000,000 at like 2.5 million. Like, I don't know if that shows you our planning. But we were late.
We were really good at our 1,000,000. Ryan was in our congratulations on 1,000,000. Because that was like, all right, let's plan it. Let's get it done. That was the early stages when we had, like, let's just plan this. But now we have the podcast, Twitch streaming, this, that. Then it's like, all right, we need to sit down and plan things. And we have not planned 3,000,000.
Yeah, we haven't done it. Because, again, I don't think we could ever top our 1,000,000.
Which was Ryan, John, Shatsky. Yeah.
Dylan Francis even got
involved. Dylan Francis
in
was in it, yeah.
I don't know. Wait, what?
Dylan Francis, the DJ?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Wait, what?
You know Dylan Francis?
Well, because we had a whole bit where Shatsy, shout out Shatsy for doing the greatest job. She did the joke where she goes, congratulations, Dylan Francis, for hitting 1,000,000 followers on TikTok. And she's like, wait, you mean... because Dylan Francis did not have 1,000,000 followers on TikTok.
Sure.
And she's like, wait, you mean this other guy named Francis did? You mean he's bigger? So it was like a big thing. And then Dylan Francis like
responded
because and did like a stitch with it, not a stitch with it.
No, he did something with it. Because at the time, if you search Francis, Francis would come up first.
Yeah.
Then Dylan Francis.
Oh, and Dylan Francis,
who is a multi-platinum recording artist.
Okay.
Was like, hey, yeah, this is a little bit odd, too. Yeah.
He said, do you know the song Get Low? It plays at the club when it's about time to leave.
Yeah.
I do know Get
that's,
Low.
Yeah,
that's
so Get
Francis.
Low, that's him.
Oh.
So he sure. did it. So like, it was one of those things where I was like, wow. So it was our 1,000,000 was really good, and that was really planned. 2,000,000 seemed to have flew by. Mm-hmm. Kind of thing. So we weren't kind of ready. Like, you guys probably know as well. I mean, TikTok is hills and valleys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very cyclical.
You know, you are, when you're on top, like, it feels like your videos can't miss.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, you're just posting and they're consistently doing. And then all of a sudden, no matter what, like, even if it's one of what you would consider one of your best videos, it's going to do only at a certain extent.
Yep.
You know? So, like, we flew, in our opinion, through, like, we hit 2,000,000, and within the next week, we're at 2.5, and then the next week, we're at, like, 2.9, and 2.9 is now taking a while.
Yeah, like 2,000,000 to 2.9 was,
1.2
like
we were stuck at for, like, 3 months, and then we flew to 2,000,000. So, like, it's very inconsistent.
We had a 14-day period that every single video hit 1,000,000 views, and during that 14-day period, you're like, oh, yeah, I can post anything, and that's going to get 1,000,000 views. And then the next 14 days is like, it's not even getting 100,000.
You're like, is McDonald's hiring now, or is that a recommendation? How much experience do I need for McDonald's right now? How many years of Excel do I need?
That happened where it was literally 2 days ago, where 5 videos in a row, like 5 days previously, every single video that I posted hit over 1,000,000. And then the next day, I think my top video, and I posted 2, was 53,000. I was like, I'm going to go taste paint now, because my life is sad.
We'll do the same thing. What happened, I don't know if you guys have ever tried it, but reposting is also one of the oddest things, just to show you how weird the algorithm is.
Yeah.
We've posted videos that will have 100k views, and then we repost them, they'll get like tens of millions. And then we've had videos that have had 10 million views, and then when we repost it, it's like 100k. Like, it feels like no matter what the video is, it almost is comes down to time of, yeah, like, what that week is, if it's your week to go viral.
I tell people all the time, no matter how good you are or how hard you work or any of that, there's still a luck factor there.
Absolutely. Oh, 100%. Find what you do, find what you love, and then just hope.
Just last week, you know, it's one of those moments that you're like, oh, it's all over. We posted a video, and it was one that we collabed with Ryan, and we checked it out like 4 hours later, and it had 70 total views. And we're like, okay, well, something's got to be off, or everybody hates us now, and we're done. But yeah, we deleted it, reposted it.
We did another post, and then it got like 200,000, 300,000.
And we're like, all right, but just when we posted it, that second, whatever happened, five hours later, 70 total views.
Wow.
We've posted videos that, like, all of a sudden we'll post a video, and then it gets community guidelined.
Yeah.
And obviously, it's not anything, because we pride ourselves. We're like, I would say we try to be PG. We don't swear in our videos.
Yeah.
It's just how we like it. It's what we do. And honestly, as a child, I was always complaining that, like, because I loved stand-up, and I loved watching comedians.
Yeah.
But, like, it was so hard to find one that didn't swear. And my mother is a very devout Catholic, so I couldn't show her any of these super funny things. So I always said, I want to make comedy that also, that, like, you can show your family.
Mind you, you can't show your family content, but not for swearing.
Yeah, for swearing, particularly. It's because the therapy bills are too much. So we like to keep it PG. So, like, we post. I lost my train of thought. Where was I going?
I was about to cut you off anyway, because we are coming up on the end of this episode.
I'm so sorry.
No, yeah, don't apologize. This was fun. I enjoyed it.
You guys got to get to where you got to get to.
Yeah, you have a thing that you have to go to soon.
I'm sorry, guys.
No, you're fine.
There was 50 questions. We answered three. And fine, I'll just give you my social. Hopefully, that's
well, I was just gonna say real
write
quick,
this down.
Do you have any big projects or anything that you guys are working on right now that you're excited about that you want people to know?
Absolutely. It's a macaroni necklace.
Okay.
For my mother. It's for Mother's Day. Uh-huh.
When is Mother's Day, Francis?
Huh?
When is Mother's Day?
Mother's Day is around the May March area.
Good job. I'm really proud of you. Okay, second question. Where can people find you outside of this podcast?
Sure. Inside the podcast.
Sure.
Yeah. No.
Great place
to
start.
On all social medias, or not all, I would say TikTok, Instagram, Francismo10, and on YouTube, Twitch, Broski Studios. So that's our
podcast is no point on every
Broski Studios on all streaming platforms. Yeah. If you want to hear more chaos, but I would suggest. All the people that have heard this podcast right now are probably so confused by how much we talk. They're probably like, you know what? I'm gonna stick with this podcast.
I think you'll be a little less surprised. But thank you guys so much for coming on here. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Absolutely.
No,
it was a lot
great.
Of fun.
I'm sorry.
We really did talk your ear off, though.
No, it was wonderful.
It's just hard. It's like none of our answers or none of the things we do. And it's nothing an easy answer.
Welcome to life.
Yeah, right.
Sever it.
All right, we're going to say bye, guys. We're going to sign off here as well. Appreciate you, Francis and JP.
Bye,
guys.
Later, boys.
We'll see you again.
Bye.
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 Okay, that's it. That's all. Thank you guys so much for listening to yet another episode of The Good, The Dan, The Florida Man. We hope we said or did something this episode that makes you want to tune in next week. If you want to find us outside of the podcast, I know we literally just covered this at the beginning instead of talking about our shows, but Ryan, where can they find you?
YouthPastorRyan.com. Dan, what about you? Is it Dan Bam Bam on all social media except for Snapchat, which would be Dan_YOLOLOVE?
It is that exactly thing. Thank you, Ryan. And Ben, is it also BenBrainerd.com?
Yeah.
Is the website that they are visiting for you?
Yeah.
And if they're curious how to spell it, they use their brain. And if they don't know how to use that, you know, that would be bad. So they should try using theirs.
They should use theirs.
Absolutely.
We need to find new ways to end this podcast. Anyway, if you want to find the podcast, you can go to gdfmpodcast.com. We have a whole long list of all of our social media links and other things that are on there as well. Make sure you check out our Patreon, where you can support us financially if you'd like to. You also get access to voting on the stuff that we talk about during these episodes. So if you want to have a say in what stories we tell or what history we talk about, check out the Patreon. We appreciate that. And we will see you next week.
Bye! Bye.